Sunday with Miriam on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Travel Department. Explore the wonder of the world's most iconic sites with Travel Department. The world discovered together.
Now, Cooley bass fiddler Zoe Conway is here in Studio 8, along with guitarist John McIntyre, her husband, and dancer Edwina Guckian from lovely Leitrim. They're getting ready for a concert in the Helix next Thursday. More on that in a moment. But first, we're going to get a few tunes and some good old-fashioned dancing on the radio. This is The Wren's Nest and The Hag at the Churn. That was fabulous, super lively. Great to see the understanding between musicians and dancer. Zoe and Edwina, come over and chat to me about the new work. I know, Zoe, you got a Markievicz Award last year. Congratulations. And that led to some new work with the RT Concert Orchestra and others. Tell me more about it.
Oh, yes, I did. And it was such an amazing kind of surreal experience because I've been working with the RTE Concert Orchestra for a few years as an associate artist. And I came up with this idea to apply for the award that I could create a new piece of music for the orchestra, inspired by the poetry of the wonderful Irish language poet Moira Wakati. Yeah. So you could have knocked me over with a feather when I got the phone call to say that I was one of the recipients of the award. It's quite a substantial award, and it's just been really transformative for me. So I've been working on this piece over the last year, and finally I was able to hand over the music, which I was very happy about, and soon we'll get to hear the actual finished piece.
Why Moira? I was lucky enough on this show actually to interview Moira Wakati, but she's an exceptional person. But why did you decide to choose Moira?
For a lot of different reasons. I suppose being a female poet, I felt that she really kind of represented a female narrative that we don't hear that often, especially in Irish language. Now, I wouldn't be a fluent Irish speaker, but I'm very passionate about it and I'm learning it. So for me, it was a way into the language of Irish and the beauty beauty of it through her poetry. The piece is called Sail a Shark a Suintry. So that means life, love and lullabies. And it's kind of representative of the type of work that she would have done.
Edwina, you and Zoe, you've worked together before, but how special is it when she actually writes with you in mind?
It's a real honour. I've never had anybody do that for me before. So she didn't just write for me in mind. She also asked me to be part of it. So when she was writing it, she asked me what do I like dancing to and what tones and speeds and everything. So that was a real honour. And it's amazing to dance with it too. And when you're dancing and Zoe's there playing it beside you and you know this piece is for you with the huge orchestra, you know, playing behind you. Oh, it's just...
Incredible,
yeah.
When we were planning it, you know, we were sending voice notes over and back because the two of us are flat out the whole time. So Edwina would be dialing wee bits of tunes down the phone to me and I'd be replying with other wee bits of tunes. What do you think? Is this speed okay? Is this key okay? And so on. So it was quite a bit of crack actually pulling it together.
And I know, Zoe, you've done a lot with the RT Concert Orchestra since your appointment as associate artist with them. But you did get some good advice, didn't you, from Bill Whelan about orchestral composition?
I did. In fact, Bill gave me the push to write my first piece ever for the full orchestra. So, I mean, I've always composed music. Well, I started when I was about 16, just writing tunes, and it kind of developed from there. But I wouldn't have really studied composition or studied how to write for orchestra or have really much understanding of it at all. And about a couple of years ago, Bill, I had a chat with Bill and he was saying, look, you know, it's time for you to start actually composing not just the top line for yourself, but the whole lot. And then you'll really get to explore your kind of voice in music. So I said, well, I don't mind doing it as long as you check it and make sure that I haven't done it in silly. So when I finished both the piece for Edwina and this new work, I actually emailed it over to Bill and he went through it with a red pen and just said, look, did you really mean this? Or maybe if you separate these out a little bit, it won't sound so dark. Or it just gives me, I suppose, an added confidence when the orchestra sit down and open the music that it will work.
And listen, Edwina, I love that you're reclaiming dancing at the crossroads. You're doing incredible cultural work in Leitrim. It's joyous and modern, isn't it?
It is. It's bringing traditional dances into a contemporary sense, into the 21st century, and giving them a purpose amongst the community to carry them on. And really, I guess dance isn't at the heart of it. Dance is a way of bringing people together, but really communities at the heart of it. And we just trick them into dancing.
Is it important to you both that this work is female-led? Composer, performers, conductor, all women, apart from John, of course.
The honorary woman.
The great John, yeah.
Well, I just felt, you know what, it was actually a natural thing for me to pick the people for this concert. So I'm kind of curating concerts for the RTE Concert Orchestra that represent the best of Irish music or folk music or Celtic music or Scottish music as well. And I happened to think, you know, these people are amazing. And then suddenly I was like, oh, actually, they're mostly girls. We have Rena Connolly, who's an amazing singer from County Armagh, now living in Manchester, and Louise Mulcahy, a wonderful piper, Ilan Piper and flute player, and then Edwina and myself. So I think, you know, really it's representative of how the music is in Ireland and actually how it always was, but maybe not so much represented. So I feel, you know, Irish music and Irish culture, Irish language, it's in such a very strong place right now. And we're kind of riding on the wave of that and enjoying it.
Which is wonderful. Now, I know you and John, you did very busy summer touring while you were also composing, of course. But you had a special guest in Cooley recently, didn't you? Christy Moore came to visit.
Yeah, he did. So we've been running an amazing summer series and Edwina has been a guest there a few times as well in the beautiful Carlingford Heritage Centre over the past 15 years, believe it or not. And in fact, we had a plan for our last guest and they had to pull out. So then I was saying to John, gosh, who will we be able to get now? Who will we meet? And we had met Christy Moore last year at a concert and he was sitting in the front row. We were actually at the Masters of Tradition Festival that Martin Hayes organises. And we got chatting with him there. And I said, you know what? I'm going to ring Christy and see if he would like to come and join us. So he said, I would love to come. Oh. I'd be honoured. And it was an acoustic show for 100 people. It was just remarkable. And I thought, you know, how lovely that somebody like Christy, who could obviously, you know, play anywhere he wants with anyone he wants, would just come for the crack and play a few tunes with me and John and sing a few songs. And it was just such a magical experience. And the community there is they were so excited. You know, they were out cleaning the roads and, you know, making sure everything was spick and span for Christy coming. It was, I thought it was like as if the Pope was on its way to Cooley.
Yeah. He's such a modest guy. He's such a lovely guy, yeah. Christy. Well, look, Zoe Conway, Edwina Guckian and John McIntyre, thank you all. Anna Maren, the soul of Ireland, is in the Helix in Dublin this Thursday, the 11th of September at 7:30. Information and tickets on rt.ie/CO. And you're going to play and dance for us again. This is Bula an Chéile agus Bula an Cree.